Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Chris Brundage, EVP of Sage Loyalty and Gift Solutions. Chris, thanks for joining me today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Karen. Pleasure to speak with you.
Well, it's always fun to talk about two of my favorite topics, loyalty and gifts. And as you and I talked prior to our conversation today, gifts are always fun, especially if you're getting them. But that's not what we're here to talk specifically about. But to get your perspective on the loyalty and gift landscape. And let's start with the basics. I've written so much about loyalty, and I think that there are many, many, many ways that brands and companies and businesses are all trying to engage consumers. What are you seeing? What's your perspective on what really works? What gets a consumer to engage with a brand?
I think there's multiple motivations. You know, the obvious ones are kind of the perception of that company's values. You know, what is the pricing, you know, the quality in the product of the service. But, you know, I think most important is that customer experience. You know, customers remember an experience, not a logo. And, you know, providers of loyalty programs like Sage, you know, we really need to empower merchants to maximize this experience. And I mean, the consumers, they love loyalty programs, you know, they embrace them. And it's really evident in the fact that I think it's something like 90% of consumers have one. And, you know, the average household's in about 29 of them, but they are only active in 12. So the real question is, how can that small business be one of those 12 that consumers is active in? So, and also, I guess, kind of interestingly, it's, you know, about 34% of consumers said they would not be loyal to the brand if it weren't for the loyalty program. So
Interesting. Well, you know, the other dynamic with respect to loyalty is that loyal customers aren't always price-sensitive customers. So they're very loyal to a brand, even if that brand isn't the cheapest guy on the block. And of course, that's important. And it goes back to what you just said, customer experience and the perception of value that really defines loyalty. But let's talk about the problem that you raised. And that is, it's easy often to sign up for a loyalty program. And maybe the motivator is sign up today and get some prize of a discount or some sort of offer. But getting that re-engagement is tough. I think it's particularly tough given the fragmentation between the online and the offline world and how distracted consumers are. So what's your view on how loyalty needs to stay in step with those things, the fragmented nature of consumers' attention and this converging of the on and offline world?
I think, you know, actually one thought-provoking concept is maybe simply not to have a loyalty program. You know, if your product and if your product and the experience is good enough, then you don't need it. And an example of that would be Apple. You know, but that's rare. For the rest of us, you know, loyalty programs do need to kind of reinvent themselves between the physical and digital worlds. And, you know, here at Sage, we've been providing gift and loyalty for, I guess, over about 10 years now, and we're participating in this reinvention. And so what you've seen is kind of going from that traditional paper coupon and that loyalty punch card and the plastic gift card, and where that's going now is kind of merging with the electronic and virtual platforms, you know, supporting all of these programs on all of the consumers' devices and in doing so in all the environments that the consumer would interact with the merchant in, and making this seamless. You know, it's all these consumer interaction points, whether it's, you know, the merchant's website or social media or email or their smartphone, or, you know, and combining that and making it work within the store as well. So just it's doing that seamlessly that you really need to kind of reinvent it. And yeah, in that smartphone, 73% of smartphone users want loyalty on their phone, but 76% of retailers don't have it. So, you know, there's a gap there that merchants take advantage of.
I think maybe the gap is related to what you just said. It has to be now a very seamless interaction between the world that consumers are moving between. And that sounds really difficult, especially if one is a small business and doesn't have the resources to compete with, let's say, Apple, that really doesn't need a loyalty program, as you point out. So what's a small business to do?
For the small business to compete with these larger brands, you know, it's not so much competing with the brand as it is trying to compete with the customer experience that larger brand delivers. If we can empower that small coffee shop owner with the same ability to provide their customers with a Starbucks type of experience, I think that's the goal. And I think that goes a long way in competing with these larger brands. For example, mobile coupons and mobile marketing campaigns, you know, pushing those out to a consumer's device, becoming much more popular. There's, you know, close to 50 million consumers will redeem an offer on their mobile device this year.
Wow.
And maybe some other examples of just how that small business can offer the big brand experience. Another example would be e-gifting, you know. So you just take that small nail salon, you know, that might have a basic website. It's not e-commerce enabled, you know, but being able to provide them the ability to sell and fulfill both physical and virtual gift cards online, you know, is an important factor. And, you know, and that consumer can receive it. You know, the recipient can receive that via text or email. The recipient can redeem it at the point of sale and join the loyalty program. So it's really just kind of using technology to help protect and gain customers. And that's where, you know, companies like Sage provide services to SMBs and try to be on that forefront of providing a more holistic approach to that small business's operation and managing all the movement of money, not just one aspect of it.
Well, and I think you raise a good point, and that is being able to have the small business outsource, I suppose, in a way to a platform like yours that they can then just tap into and turn on and turn off as their needs evolve and grow, really then allows them to focus on their business and the customer experience, which you pointed out at the very beginning of our conversation, so critical. It's table stakes. I mean, if you don't have a good customer experience, forget the loyalty program. But let's talk specifically about the kinds of innovations that you are tracking. There are lots and lots of things that can be done, coupons, offers, points, and probably dozens of variations in between. What are you seeing that's getting a lot of traction on both the consumer and the retail or service side of the business?
Probably about four different areas. You know, the first one being, you know, mobile improves the experience and will ultimately drive loyalty to the brands. It's making sure that small business can maximize that by having their programs reside, you know, whether it's in the native wallet of the Apple or Android device or whether it's their own application, and then just keeping it simple. But a second way that we're seeing is small businesses can kind of expand their appeal of their loyalty program by teaming up with other merchants, you know, and this is done in a variety of ways, but what we might call here like a shop local program where different small businesses within a community can share the same program and leverage each other. You kind of see the same concept within malls and shopping centers. And then recently, you know, there's national loyalty providers that can cross promote all the merchants, whether they're related or unrelated, you know, within their network. A third one is a somewhat interesting concept that Amazon Prime has done, and that's charge an upfront fee for the consumer to be part of their program. And lastly, it's just getting more creative on the member reward options that can be provided, you know, whether that's catalog rewards or maybe it's entry into a sweepstakes or it's, you know, donating the points and rewards to a charity. And so there's different areas there that folks are getting creative. But one interesting one is just kind of the trend of rewarding customers for their behavior rather than the actual purchase or a visit to their store. And this is kind of shown in the example of, you know, with social media. So folks will get points or rewards for tweeting or liking the Facebook page, et cetera. So, you know, some interesting things that we're seeing.
Interesting. I love the charging an upfront fee. I mean, if you think about the brilliant stroke that Amazon actually introduced to the world of paying to become part of a loyalty program, it is amazing. It's hard to imagine that being replicable across every single business, that you have to be pretty exceptional or have something pretty exceptional to offer to make that possible. We haven't talked a lot about gift, and gift card. You did touch on e-gift a little bit, but what are you seeing in terms of trends and then specifically your expectations for that side of the business looking forward to 2016?
And the gift is just an incredible vehicle for merchant, you know, especially as it relates to just increasing cash flow for them. So Sage, along with other technology companies, we need to continue to enhance that business's offerings to increase revenue. And a part of that is integrating these gift programs within their overall business management software. That's important. You know, gift and loyalty both have to be part of their overall plan and not kind of be treated and managed as a separate standalone piece. So gift card industry in general, I mean, that closed loop gift card, it really saw a big increase from like 2003 to 2012. But, you know, after that, it started to kind of stabilize and, you know, the projected future growth of gift is steady. But I mean, today, I think it sits at about a $90 billion industry, you know, and that average person still gets about four of these a year. And the nice thing is, from the merchant's perspective, is, you know, the recipients of these will spend more than the face value of the card. So again, a good cash flow for the merchant. But, you know, in the loyalty industry, we're definitely, you know, looking ahead. It's going to be smartphone and wallet utilization as that continues to evolve and get creative and gains adoption. And then with reward programs, we expect to see, you know, providers just kind of, again, get more creative and imaginative in ways that the consumers can use and redeem them. So it's, yeah, I mean, some exciting things. And I mean, through all this, you know, the biggest challenge really for that small business is, how do you have a simple and accurate way to quantify, you know, the increase in sales with all these new solutions? You know, is it working or is it not working? And that's going to be kind of the trick and really critical in the long-term success of gift and loyalty and some of these other channels and environments that are somewhat new to the merchants today.
So picking up on that, how do you help them make that quantification? Do you offer ways for them to understand how much it's impacting their business?
Yeah, so it's a matter of, you know, with the reporting so that they can see what's driving their revenue. It's a matter of, you know, providing the reporting so that they can look to see what's moving, how many cards are getting redeemed or not redeemed. You know, the reporting that shows them here the card may have been purchased for $50 face value, but it's getting redeemed for more than that. You know, so it's trying to help them quantify that with the reporting that we have.
Well, it's a fascinating topic generally, and I think it's a really interesting topic as it pertains to small businesses because, as you point out, the technology exists to give small businesses the opportunity to compete just as larger businesses, retailers are able to. And I think that's a really healthy thing for them and a really healthy thing for consumers and commerce generally. Chris, it was great to get your perspective. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate the time.